Do you feel resentment, anger, or get easily triggered? Mom burnout is a real thing, but it does not have to control you or your relationships. You can live a life filled with joy, filled with self-care, where you get to also be mothered. Tune in for Dr. Jessica Bueller to share a whole lot of secrets with us today. Hey mamas, welcome to her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. I am so delighted to introduce you to Dr. Jessica Bueller. She is somebody who I personally, over the last year, have been so grateful for and who is very, very knowledgeable. And so I'm going to introduce you. Dr. Jessica Bueller is married to Matt. She's got 5 children. She owns her own chiropractic business in rural central South Dakota. She has her doctorate in chiropractic with additional certifications in acupuncture and NAET. She's intentionally curious and is always looking for ways to improve health naturally. She's passionate about this new technology and empowering others to take control of their health and their life with the Life Vantage opportunity, which is something that is really, really advanced and exciting. So anyway, Dr. Jess, I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for coming.
Of course. I'm happy to be here and help.
So we were going to try to dive in today to mom burnout and kind of talk about what is that. We think of executives getting burnout or athletes or, you know, but it's not something that necessarily moms who are just giving of their heart would think that they could have. So what have you seen? You've been with so many people, so many different interactions with moms. You know, what have you seen regarding moms and burnout?
You know, I think everyone has a stress bucket, right? A certain amount of stress load that they can handle. And when they fill the bucket completely full, there's a tipping point, right? And that's sort of that burnout spot. So it's a matter of whether you can take something out of the bucket or, you know, lighten your bucket at times so that you can maintain without that tipping. So burnout tends to happen for moms. I think moms have this, you know, servant aspect to them where they're used to serving and helping other people. So there comes to certain times where you are saying yes to too many things and spreading yourself too thin. And so we have to kind of look at that from, you know, all the different avenues and what you can do to get to that, to not get to that point. And then once you are at that point, what you can do to kind of get yourself back out of that. And I think part of that comes from awareness of your capabilities, and also awareness of where your priorities are as well. So, because a lot of the things that we say yes to and they're not necessarily like fulfilling to us, right? They're not giving us passion and purpose and all of those things. So I do think a lot of mom burnout comes from overcommitting. I think a lot of mom burnout comes from just really not putting themselves first. And I think there's some of this, you know, idea in our world where self-care is selfish. So I do think there's some moms that still live in that mindset, and self-care is actually so important. If you are taking care of yourself, it's much easier to stay out of that burnout and stay into that giving capacity. So I do think there's some different aspects that we can address this mom burnout as well.
Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. I know that when I was a young mom, for example, and there were so many needs, the kids had diapers and couldn't, you know, necessarily feed themselves, certainly couldn't cook or clean for themselves or even pitch in. And it became, like you said, there, you know, was a pouring out from my heart, but it wasn't always jobs that were filling me with passion. I mean, you know, when you're on your 30th dirty diaper for the day, you might feel passionless. So how might a mom even begin to know or identify if she could be at risk for burnout? You know, if she is one of those people who thinks, well, you know, self-care can wait for tomorrow, the kids are going to grow up so fast. What might she look for to think, to see if she is a candidate for burnout?
So a lot of moms at that burnout phase are, you know, losing that zest for life, right? Struggling to get out of bed, struggling to find any excitement in the mundane things. Yes, it's real exciting, not really that exciting to get, you know, feel fulfilled over the 30th diaper, right? But yet there's some of that, just really, you know, losing your own spark and losing yourself. But usually you see a lot of a term called mom brain. I like to call it mom brain, but just that feeling of fogginess, not really overjoyed for things, requiring more sleep than you once did, not finding joy in the simple things, and just really not having any of those that self-drive that was maybe once upon a time there as well. So I think the signs of it, you know, just that exhaustion phase. I don't know that moms necessarily know how to describe it either, but there comes a little bit of resentment. I see a lot of times resentment coming from moms that are at that tipping point where they resent their kids, they resent their spouse, they resent all of the things. So some anger, easily tripped to anger, you know, the littlest things that don't go quite the right way are setting that bucket, right? They're tipping that bucket, that stress bucket over. And so, you know, when you're at that point of that burnout phase, there are so many little things that become big things. You're tired all the time. Your brain's not functioning. You're not finding the joy in your everyday things. You're not easily seeing gratitude and the love for the things that you're doing. You're more easily relying on the things that didn't go right and the things that are not there. So I just think those are kind of the, you know, there's no exact like cookie cutter recipe for like, this is what it takes to be in the mom burnout zone, right? But I just think some of the things you want to look at are, you know, how are you handling your children and your spouse and your work? And, you know, how much joy are you finding in the things that you're doing? Are you requiring like way more sleep? Is your brain not functioning like it once did? Do you just feel kind of foggy and numb? There's just a lot of little things that are, you know, add up there to kind of get to that burnout phase. It's not an actual mom burnout. It's not an actual diagnosis or condition or symptom or disease. It's nothing like that. But there's some basic things you want to kind of just assess awareness again of yourself. Where are you with the things? You know, are you still finding that in what you're doing? And, you know, and those kind of basic things, I think.
Yeah, those are super helpful. And actually, something that you said really stood out to me. I had a mentor at one point say, well, if you're wondering how you're really doing, you should ask your spouse and kids because they'll give you accurate feedback on whether you're functioning as well as you think you are. And, you know, they really can tell. You just have to be willing to be open enough to listen to what they have to say. So, yeah, I love that. And I definitely think being able to just notice your level of joy and fulfillment in your day-to-day, peace, you know, how's your anxiety doing? I think those are all things that I've seen a lot of moms tell me, you know, that they were experiencing. And caregiver fatigue, especially for moms who have high needs children, that's a real thing. And people don't really even realize that exists. And caregiver fatigue is something that people who have elderly parents can experience, people who have young children can experience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it does need to be addressed because if you're a caregiver and as a mother we are, you know, we can't pour from an empty cup. So it's really important to be willing to fill that cup. What have you seen as far as moms feeling like it's selfish to take care of themselves? Because I've seen that repeatedly. What have you seen?
I've definitely seen that repeatedly too. And even the statement you just made that you can't pour from an empty cup. You can pour from an empty cup. It's just not a lot of fun. And that's another sign of mom burnout, is because you are pouring and there is nothing there to pour. And so what you do end up pouring is a lot of resentment, and it's anger, and it's negativity, and it's frustration, and things just nothing seems to go your way. So I just think there are a lot of those times where we kind of just have to, reassess, because there are, and notice it in your close friends and your family, and definitely caregivers, giving, right? But there's always that law of reciprocity, and we cannot give without receiving. And so there is some of that too. The caregiver still needs to be cared for. The mom still needs to be mothered. There are just a lot of those things that we just sometimes think, we don't even think about how often we need that. And so you do need that. And it can be a friend. It can be it can be a sister. It could be a grandmother. It could be whoever is that role in your life. That giving and receiving, that has to continue. And moms, they often just don't make that a priority and don't see that they need it as a priority. So again, that awareness piece is just such a huge thing for moms.
Yeah, it's really big. And I love what you just said. Mom still needs to be mothered. Absolutely. And even if she doesn't have her own mother nearby or anybody else to, pour into her that way, she has to be willing to take the responsibility to make sure that need is filled. And I really want to make sure we dig into that when we come back for another episode, because I think that's a really important point that we should talk about. Like, how can we as moms make a decision to love ourselves and to parent ourselves and to mother ourselves and to nurture ourselves while we're in this caregiving role, so that we don't hit burnout? Because, like you said, we will keep pouring, but it could really destroy our relationships. And that's not what we're here for. We want those strong bonds. Moms all the time are telling me, I'm so worried I'm going to wake up one day and I'm going to have a regret that even though I poured out, the relationships aren't what I hoped for. I am told that over and over again. And so this is a really vital issue for us to really look at and to take note of, that if we're pouring out so much, giving, but it's in a way where everyone else can feel how empty we are, we're not going to get the result we wanted anyway. So what are we doing? It's really important.
Definitely. I agree. Yeah, it's a topic that obviously your greatest influences are always in your home, right? It's your children, it's your family, start at home, right? But it's also your circle, it's your influence, your who can you make an impact with that matters as well. So we have to think about that when we're really thinking about this burnout as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to doing another episode with you because I want to dive deep into this so that moms who are raising their hand right now saying, I really identify with how this feels. I can see these patterns in my life, and I think that I'd like to know more so that I can avoid this burnout. I want them to know kind of what they can do. So thank you for being here today to talk about this, to explain what this mom burnout can look like. And I really look forward to having a more detailed discussion soon. Thank you so much for coming today.
Of course.
Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.